Never in doubt. Never in doubt.
Oh, come on.
Well, you don't want to waltz through, do you? You don't want to win 62-13 like the All Blacks. Got nothing out of that game. Whereas the Wallabies, 35-34, they let it dangle there for a while and then potted the goal that was required. Michael Hooper, you're pretty happy, I reckon. How are you?
Hey, guys. How you going?
Oh, yeah. We're good, mate. Never in doubt.
Yeah, well, mate, it wasn't like that for 80 minutes, I can tell you that much.
Michael, I guess the major emotion is relief.
Yeah, you know, it's a different one for us, sitting in the change room. I mean, huge satisfaction, of course, to get a win and progress another step further in this competition, but also, like, geez, that was close. So it was pretty tough on the guys and how to take it, but look... So proud of how we fought and kept fighting through to that last stage of the game.
Was it the most riddled with a few? Well, the mistakes that were made, is that the worst you've experienced? Do you think?
Worst I've experienced how?
With a couple of mistakes, you know, just in terms of a pass and an attempted chip over the top.
It was an odd game because it felt at times. We could get over the try line, you know, quite easily, and then at other times, we put ourselves under undue pressure, and they were mounting up points, and you know, allowing them to stay in the game. So, it's going to be an interesting week of review, that's for sure. Probably get sprayed a bit, knowing the coaching staff, but look, a lot of improvement, a lot of stuff to work on, no doubt.
Well, the great news is, mate, you are through and you're going to be playing Argentina at Twickenham next Monday morning at 2 a.m. And no doubt you guys think you can improve a lot from what we saw last night.
Yeah, you know, you've got to. I think what we've been doing throughout this tournament and what we know we have to do is improve week to week. Tonight was another slog, but we'll take things from it. We did some things better this week that didn't do last week, and you know, on the other side of that, we did some things that we probably could have been better at. But we've got to improve as this tournament goes along. We play Argentina a hell of a lot, especially in the last couple of years. So both teams are pretty familiar with each other on neutral ground this time, and it's going to be a tough game, like we saw tonight, and in most of the quarterfinals that anyone can win.
Michael, can you tell us in terms of playing in a World Cup like this and the success that you guys are having? How hard does it get at this stage of a tournament? Physically and mentally is probably a struggle as well.
I've never been in this far in a World Cup before. It's my first World Cup, so everything is new to me. It was my first time in a quarterfinal.
Yep.
Of a World Cup tonight. I'm learning as I go. The good thing is we've got guys who've been here before and some great experience within the group to help us. Give us a little bit of few tips and whatever. But, you know, as a group, we're growing. We're trying to improve week to week, and we have to improve to get the goal that we want to.
What was Michael Checker? What did he have to say, Michael, after the game?
Oh, I think he swore at us for almost giving it a heart attack. he obviously wrapped the win, whether it's 1, 5, 100 points, it doesn't matter, and we got a win with 1 point tonight. So he was happy with that. He said it would go down to the wire, so he's getting pretty good at picking, how a game's going to play out. Just wrapped, I think, more than anything, and that's the way he's seen to us after the game.
Bernard Foley, probably not the kick percentage he wanted overall, but when required, 79th minute, he was the Iceman.
Yeah, he's done it again. Great. Great for Bernard. All the kickers practice a hell of a lot and practice for moments like that. It was through a team that we're in that position we're in, and you've got to give the kickers a pat on the back when they slot those ones for you because it'd be a tough position to be in, that's for sure.
Michael, we were saying earlier, from a Northern Hemisphere point of view, they'd be upset. There's no Northern Hemisphere side that have got deep into the World Cup. Do you think that's testament to Super Rugby?
Super Rugby is a great competition. It's played... it's the only rugby I've been involved in outside of Test. So I don't watch too much Northern Hemisphere club rugby.
Mm.
It's certainly four of the teams here competing against each other a lot in the last couple of years through the rugby championships. Put us in good stead. It's gotten us used to travelling because there is a big travel component in that. So you get used to playing away. I think those are all benefits. But going going through to the end now, there's all teams that all of us are familiar with and going to have to do something different or special to get the job done.
Give us your personal opinion, mate. Dave Pocock, Israel Folau, will they be fit to play? One's got a calf injury, the other one's an ankle.
It's a tough one to call. They were close for this game, so if that's anything to go by, I'd say they would be putting themselves in the best possible position for next week, and that would probably be erring on the side of putting themselves into selection confidently.
All right. And, mate, do you feel, I mean, I slats asked you earlier, is fatigue an issue this deep into a World Cup, or you still think this could be the close game you needed to really spark something special, although you guys have been pretty good so far?
Fatigue's certainly a thing that the staff will manage throughout the week, but with that and with getting deeper into the competition, the excitement and the, I guess, the carefree of being fatigued, you're not really paying it much attention because you're so excited about what's ahead and what's at hand day to day. So, you know, we've got a great group over here, a great group getting us ready into each game. And it's five or so games in now and all hard slogs, and the staff have been doing a really great job getting us onto the field each week.
And how much you've been looking at the other teams, Michael? Did you see how well the All Blacks played?
Yeah, obviously you can't miss it. There's great buzz over here, so you catch that stuff and you see the performances they put out and other teams put out, and it's all great and all well and good. But it's been a real focus for us to you know, look at ourselves, look how we can improve day to day. We'll look now in the next few days about, first of all, getting our bodies right, like we talked about, and then secondly, reviewing that game and then working day to day from there. So, you know, we've only got one team ahead of us this week, and that's Argentina. After we review, obviously, tonight.
Michael, we thank you so much for your time. We're very relieved that the Wallabies are still involved in the competition and through to the semi-finals, as you would be, along with the coach. And thanks again, mate, and train well this week.
Thanks a lot, guys. Cheers.
Michael Hooper, always tremendous with his time for us, which is great. Understanding that Michael Checker swore a lot after the game, but he was relieved and rapt that they won such a tough encounter. 6:47, we've still got Murray Baker to come.